Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldner, and today we're Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generally sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna Bar Avin sent the following message to Rava. When you see that the solar season of Tevis is stretching until the 16th of Nisan, Arba L'Hayishata, add a month into that year, and do not be concerned about it, for it's written, Shemor Sechol Sha'aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, meaning Nisan, which can be interpreted to mean Shemor Aviv Shal Tekufa Shehe B'Chodesh Nisan. Guard the ripening spring season to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The Pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Beis Din is required to ma'abur the year. Pointing to Hassan and Bryce, Menayin Shemachal in Elenis of Shabbos. From where do we know that the witnesses may be Machal Shabbos with regard to Rosh Chodesh? The Torah states, El Mo'odei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam. These are the festivals of Hashem, holy convocations, that you are to designate in the appropriate time. Rashi explains that since Beis must proclaim Rosh Chodesh in the proper time, we can infer that Edi may even be Machal Shabbos to come to Beis Din and testify. Yachol Kashem Shemachal Inad Shizkadshu, Kach Machal Inad Shizkaimu. From the above pasuk, it might be thought that just as Edi mean Mechal Shabbos, so that the festivals be sanctified in the appropriate time, so too messengers may Mechal Shabbos, so that the festivals be kept in their designated time. The Torah therefore states, Asher Tikru Osam, that you are to designate, Al Kriya Samata Mechalel, Biata Mechalel Kiyuma. They may be Mechal Shabbos only with regard to the designation of the festival, but you may not be Mechalel, so they will be kept in the proper time. Therefore, only Edim can be Mechal Shabbos, not the messengers. The point we through the Gemara brings Malchokas Rav and Shmuel regarding whether Shlomo Melch was as knowledgeable as Moshe. Once said, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivra Ba'olam, 50 gates of understanding were created in the world, but Kula Nitnu LaMoshe Chaser Echad, and all but one were given to Moshe, as it says, V'techasareu Ma'at Ne'elokim, but you have made him slightly lacking in understanding divinity. In a related pasuk, in Kohelis it says, Bikesh Kohelis Limso Divrei Chifetz, Kohelis sought to find words of delight. This means Bikesh Kohelis Lios Kamoshe, that Kohelis sought to be as knowledgeable as Moshe and to be granted the 49 gates of understanding. A baskal came forth and said to him, Bakasiv Yashu Divrei Emes, and words of truth are recorded properly. And it stated, O come Navi Obi Yisrael Kamoshe, and never again has there arisen from amongst the Jewish people a prophet like Moshe. The other more said, B'Nevi'im will come, B'Molachim come. From amongst the Nevi'im, one as prominent as Moshe did not arise, but from amongst the kings, one with such prominence did arise, meaning Kohelis was indeed as knowledgeable as Moshe. However, he was a melech and not a navi. So once again, 3 points are number one. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent the following message to Rava. When you see that the solar season of Tevis is stretching until the 16th of Nisan, Abru Lahishata, add a month into that year and do not be concerned about it. For it's written, Shemor Sechodesh Aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, meaning Nisan, which can be interpreted to mean, Shemor Aviv Shal Tekuv V'Sheyeh B'Chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening spring season, to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Beis Din is required to ma'abur the year. Point number two is Tana Brice in the Nine Shemachal in Elenis of Shabbos. From where do we know that the witnesses may be Machal Shabbos with regard to Rosh Chodesh? The Torah states, El Mo'odei Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam. These are the festivals of Hashem, holy convocations, that you are to designate in their proper time. Rashi explains that since Beis Din must proclaim Rosh Chodesh in the proper time, we can infer that Edi may even be Machal Shabbos to come to Beis Din and testify. Yachol Kashem Shemachalin Ad Shizkadshu, Kach Machalin Ad Shizkaimu. From the above pasuk, it may be thought that just as Edi may be Machal Shabbos, so the festivals will be sanctified in the appropriate time, so too the messengers may be Machal Shabbos, so that the festivals be kept in their designated time. The Torah therefore states, Asher Tikru Osam, that you are to designate, Al Kriyasim Ata Mechalel, Biata Mechalel Kiyuman. You may be Mechalel Shabbos only with regard to the designation of the festival, but you may not be Mechalel so they will be kept in the proper time. Therefore, only Aiden can be Mechalel Shabbos, not the messengers. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings Malchokas Rav and Shmuel regarding whether Shlomo Melech was as knowledgeable as Moshe. One said, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, 50 gates of understanding were created in the world, V'kulan Nitnu LaMoshe Chaser Echad. And all but one were given to Moshe, as it says, "V'techazarenu ma'at ne'elokim," but you have made him slightly lacking in understanding divinity. In related pasuk in Kohelis, it says, "Bikesh Kohelis limso divrei chifetz." Kohelis sought to find words of delight. This means "Bikesh Kohelis yos kamoshe," that Kohelis sought to be as knowledgeable as Moshe and to be granted the 49 gates of understanding. Abascal came forth and said to him, Vakasuv Yasha Divre Emes, and words of truth are recorded properly, and it stated, Well Kam Navi Od Be Israel Kamosha, and never again has there arisen from amongst the Jewish people a prophet like Moshe. The other Amora said, But Nevim will come, but Malachim come. From amongst the Nevim, one as prominent as Moshe did not arise, but from amongst the kings, one with such prominence did arise. Meaning Kohelis was indeed as knowledgeable as Moshe. However, he was a Melech and not a Navi. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Chaf Alef, and our standard Simur is a car. And the reason why car is our Simur for ka is because people in Boston pronounce a car a ka, a ka. So that is our Simur. So here goes. The springtime convertible ka that was kept in the garage because Nissan was pushed off for another month was suddenly put into use by two aiding, who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidos in the Chodesh, and who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. Once again, in slow motion. The springtime convertible ka, ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The springtime convertible ka that was kept in the garage because Nissan was pushed off for another month, which reminds us from the Pasuk of Shemor Zachodesh Aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, which is Nissan. We learn Shemor Aviv Shaltakuf Hashiyah B'chodesh Nissan, guard the ripening spring season to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nissan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The Pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Basin is required to be Ma'aber, the Shana. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage, because Nisan was pushed off for another month, was suddenly put into use by two aiding, who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidos on the Chodesh, which reminds from the Pasuk, Elo Mo'odei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam, we learn that Adim should be Machal Shabbos to come to Basin to testify about the new moon, so Basin can declare it in its proper time. Messengers who go out to inform the distant communities about Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, may not be Machal Shabbos. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage, because Nisan was pushed off for another month, was suddenly put into use by two Adim, who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidos on the Chodesh, and who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. Which reminds me of Malchok's Rav and Shmuel, whether Shlomo HaMelech was as knowledgeable as Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of attaining the 49 gates of Bina, of understanding. So once again, the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage because Nisan was pushed off for another month was suddenly put into use by two aiding, who were Machal Shabbos to give Eidos on the Chodesh, and who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Hazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The repentant used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The repentant used car salesman who did teshuva after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, which reminds me of Malkos Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding what happens to the Beinonim. On the Yom HaDin, Beis Shammai say, Beinonim yordin gehenim umetzapsufim ba'olin. The Beinonim descend to gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, whereas Beis Hillel say, that Hashem is a Rav Chesed, which means Mate Klape Chesed. He tips the scales of the Beinim towards kindness so that they do not have to descend to Gehenim at all. So the repentant used car salesman who did Teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir HaMidos Motors, which reminds us, Rav has said, Kol Mavir HaMidos of Mavir No Alko Basha'av. Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins. As it stated, No Se Avon, but overall Pesha. He pardons transgression and overlooks sins. Lami nosa avon, amisha overall pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. So the repentant used car salesman who did teshuva, after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, opened up Mavir Alhamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talus and asking for mercy. Which reminds us regarding the Yudgibo Mido Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, Yochanan said, Imali mikra kasav ef shel omro. Or Pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus like a Shilich Tzibur. And he demonstrated to Moshe the order of tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kol zman sheYisrael chotin, yasu afani kaseder hazeh v'ani moch lehem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The couple standing under the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which reminds us that a gezerah against a community that is sealed can be annulled at any time when we call it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas a decree against an individual is only annulled when HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found, specifically during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file. Which reminds us, we have three different pshatim for this statement, Rosh Hashanah Kol Bo'ei Olam, Ovrim Lefanav K'nei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him, like B'nei Maron. We pass before Hashem in single file, either like lambs when they are being tithed, like people traversing the steep elevated paths of the Maron area, or like David's soldiers. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which is made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watch a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah, since Chanukah was not annulled. Which reminds us, we have a Malkokas whether Megillah's Tainus was annulled after the Churban. According to Rav and Rav Chanina, the days were annulled except for Chanukah, since it and its mitzvah became so well publicized and part of Klal Yisrael's practices that it would be inappropriate to annul it. Daf Yotes of the Simur Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht, yacht, that must be more than Daf Yotes. The yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, which reminds us that Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinions that Megillah's Tainus was annulled based on an event mentioned in it that took place after the Churban, when the Jews were advised to protest at night against the Roman regime and were successful. The Gemara concludes that it was annulled except for Chanukah and Purim. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, which reminds us, we learned that messengers always go out at the beginning of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, and at the beginning of Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim. Then we're asked why it was necessary to send out at the beginning of Tishrei if Beis Din never made Elul a Mole, and answers that if they saw a need, they would make a Mole, and even though the communities in Gaulis would observe the wrong day as Rosh Hashanah, it's more important the other Yom Tovim be observed in the right time. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding the messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser, which reminds us that nowadays the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. Dav Chaf, so the Simur Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe, cafe, that must mean we're on Dav Chaf. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, which reminds us when Ulu came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul full in Eretz Yisrael in order to separate Shabbos from Yantiv. They did this either for the sake of the vegetables to keep them fresh or for the sake of burying the dead without delay. Ulu said that this was very beneficial for those in Babel, since there the climate is hotter and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. So patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated. Which reminds the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs, and concludes that it can be done to make the outgoing month, which was really Chaser, full. But we can't be Mekadosh a month early as a Chaser when it's really a Mali, when it's really full. This is in line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we can intimidate witnesses over a new moon that was cited in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so for a new moon that was not cited in its time, in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. So patrons of the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated, and testified on a day when the Nolad was before Chatzos, and the moon was sighted before Shkia. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained Brisa that stated Nod Kodum Chatzos, Nod Acher Chatzos, to mean that we calculate the moon's conjunction. Nod Kodum Chatzos, if the Nod is before midday, certainly the moon can be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is still too small to be seen. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.